Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Tiefertiller with Service Management Leadership. Today, we're talking about the seventh of the seven guiding principles within ITIL 4, optimize and automate. These two are almost always joined, thought of, spoken of together. We kind of get why, right? Optimize means how can we do it better? And automation is the use of technology. How can we automate these manual tasks? First of all, I want to go sideways with this. When you think of financing or financial aspects of optimize and automate, automation is almost always technology, as you might imagine, and that's a capital expense. Optimizing is how do we do things better? And it's usually in a personnel expense kind of way. So both optimizing and automation help save your salaries and your operational expense, which is your expenses. So capital expense is one of those that some organizations, they dislike spending, but every organization dislikes spending operational OPEX, operational expenditures. And so both optimizing and automating help in that regard. So now let's dive in. So your automation could be something as simple as using your ITSM tool for automating workflows. That's automation. Using event management tool to automatedly or automatically, whichever way you want to say, address events and so they never become incidents. That's automation. How do we do things that were manual in an automated fashion? But you can also look at it through assessing your changes from looking at your CMDB. That's automation. Your discovery within your CMDB. That's automation. Change conflict detection within your CMDB. That's automation. You see automations everywhere. So don't get afraid of, oh, I don't know if we can handle that automation. You can, and you probably are using it. Now, optimizing is something that we don't do very well. If you think in your own personal life, how well have you optimized what you do? We don't do it very well because it means we have to self-assess and say, you know, this is what I'm doing well, this is what I'm not, and I need to optimize on that to create better outcomes. If you think of optimize as well as automate, they're all about getting better outcomes and more quickly. And as I say frequently, you should always optimize before you automate so you have good outcomes automated. I've seen places, and I'm sure you have too, they create some automation before the processes and the outcomes are good. And all they do is get bad outcomes more quickly. And it's pretty rough. It's really rough in that regard. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us. Please think of service management leadership whenever your organization needs help in service management or experience management, asset management, or business continuity. And I hope you have a great, great day. Thank you once again.